The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and he who is about to receive it, to wash away his sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that in dying and being reborn and raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. Amen. Tom D., please kneel, or please remain standing. And accept this white robe as a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and as a sign of your rebirth and recommitment to your call. Accept this cincture as a sign of your commitment to tie yourself to Jesus Christ, to be his faithful servant, and wear this robe and this cincture not as a sign of status, but as a sign of servanthood, that it may cover up whatever your status is in life, and that you may serve all, regardless of status, equally. I name you Paul Joseph. Because you have died to your old self and been raised to Christ, you are named and called by God to the prophetic and evangelistic ministry of Christ across cultures. Paul Joseph, remember your baptism and be thankful. With these words of the Apostle Paul that define your call, from the book of Romans, who says to us, I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessing. Receive this stole as the yoke of Christ. That it may be a symbol for you of your ministry to cross cultures. Paul Joseph, you are sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Congregation, you are invited to stand and come forward. Everyone, you are invited to lay hands on Paul Joseph. Paul Joseph, as you reaffirm your baptismal covenant this day and reaffirm your call to the office of an elder in the Church of Jesus Christ, may the Holy Spirit continue to empower you and work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may continue to persevere in your call. Continue to walk as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Let all the people say, Amen.
Amen.
You may rise. Paul Joseph, may your light continue to shine, that others, being the fruit of your ministry, may give glory to God and become faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Let the people say amen.
Amen.
Let us welcome a servant who has come through troubled waters and risen to new life. This is a picture of Condi as he recommits himself to his ministry. The picture next to it is of a door, and the key is the cross. There are symbols here of the struggle that he has been through in his life to arrive at this point, and now as Paul Joseph. And we invite you, after the service, if you haven't already done so, to sign. We'll have it displayed in such a way that you can do that. Condi. I'm going to take me a while to call you Paul Joseph. Congratulations. Would you like to say something? There is a reception in the social hall immediately following with dessert for everyone. And I think that Paul would like to say a few words.
I think my moment of great transformation was during the Seeking Faith Living Justice in Fort Worth, Texas, a week ago. And while I was there, many of you know that my struggle here at Memorial for the past year that I went through. And when I was in Fort Worth, Texas at the Hilton Hotel, my heart was deeply hurt. I was wounded. On Saturday evening, while they have the worship service, Jim Winklins, the General Secretary for Church and, the General Board of Church and Society, invited the pastors to come up and to give blessings to the laity in lay of hand as they recommit themselves for the ministry. And I said, Lord, I am the one who needs blessing. Why do you want me to go up to the front and give blessings to other people when I am in need of blessing? So I said, okay, Lord, I don't want to participate with this worship service, so I'm going back to my room. And got back into the elevator, went up to my room in the sixth floor. When I got there, I turned on my computer saying, this is not right. You know, this is not what God wants me to do. But at least I can go up to another pastor, so maybe another pastor can give me a blessing. If I can't give the blessing, I should be able to receive a blessing from another pastor. And as I walked back to the elevator out of my room, when I got into the elevator, the first thing that I saw when I walked into the elevator, there were 10 Condis in the elevator. What a great transformation. I didn't see that on my way up. I didn't see that when I came on November the 1st. But at that particular moment, there were 10 Condis. And it's like one Condi died, but 10 rises, 9 lives. My comes to life. And that was the moment of transformation for me. And when I called Pastor Denise, I said, Denise, this has been a great transformation. I can't wait until I get my citizenship for you to give me an American name. The congregation will be able to give me an American name. But the time is now. Why next Sunday? So this is why. And it is an honor, congregations, it is an honor to receive this name from you, from the whole congregation, Paul Joseph. May God bless you. May God bless Denise and I as we continue to minister to you here at Memorial United Methodist Church. Thanks be to God. Amen.
And now I would call forward the representatives of the congregation as we dedicate our hymnal.